A Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Welcome to The Bigger Picture, where we take a look at what's moving the markets in terms of news headlines. And to help us with the outlook and the bigger picture today, we have Jeffrey Haley, Senior Market Analyst at Owenza. Morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, how are you shaping up or gearing up for the weekend?
All good, mate. I've always got a smile on my face on a Friday.
All right, TGIF. Well, Jeffrey, let's get into it. We are getting a lot of jitters returning to the market on a Friday to cap off the week. We have headlines around US-China trade. Now, it's more pessimistic. We are getting news that it's unlikely to be reached because President Donald Trump says he's unlikely to meet his counterpart Xi Jinping. So it seems to be a bit of a seesaw every few days. Asian markets are so far down this morning. How should investors be reading to the latest trade news?
Yeah, I wouldn't read too much into that meeting, to be honest, because originally it was scheduled to be in Vietnam because President Trump was going to be there anyway. I think apparently for historical and cultural reasons, political reasons, President Xi's not enthused about doing it there. Mm. He offered to do it in another location, which has been declined. So I'm not reading too much into that. I guess the proof in the pudding is, can they get a deal over the line by the end of February? That is still a 50-50, I think. It's going to require a lot of movement from the Chinese side, I suspect, and it may just be something they're not prepared to do. That, of course, is weighing on sentiment in the markets.
No, definitely next week, something to watch out for. Stephen Mnuchin is going to be in Beijing to hopefully iron out the deal next week. So we'll be looking out for more headlines from that front. Jeffrey, also quite a tough year on the economic front. A lot of things playing out. We're getting news about Europe, the European Commission cutting its growth outlook this year to 1.3%. And the Bank of England warning that it's going to have its worst year in 10 years. It's cut its growth to 1.2% from 1.7%. What's your take on this, and how's it going to affect the European markets?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing a slowdown in some of the data. Yesterday, also, German industrial production for December came in at -0.4%, which was 1.2% lower than what was forecast. So that's certainly sending some jitters around the Eurozone. Actually ties in with the theme that I've been seeing this week, which is global central banks backpedaling very quickly from a rate normalisation to a dovish stance. We've seen the RBA in Australia, Bank of England, the European Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, and yesterday we had a surprise rate cut from India as well. And I think this is a theme that we're going to keep seeing. So although things may look rosy on the surface to a certain extent, there's definitely some nervousness about a slowdown, which of course would be exacerbated by a lack of a US-China trade deal.
We're speaking with Jeffrey Haley. He is a senior market analyst at Owenza. So Jeffrey, you touched on this. We are hearing news about a slowdown, and some of that news is coming up from the earnings season. We are right in the middle of it, and overnight we heard from Twitter, Fiat Chrysler, both of them guiding for a lower outlook this year. And that seems to be the case for many companies this earnings season.
Yeah, car manufacturers, I think, in particular, although a couple of them have had good results, but I think it actually points towards maybe more industrial-based companies which are facing towards, say, China and East Asia. Caterpillar, for example, had very poor results early in the season. But we are seeing generally that the tech stocks, for instance, have done quite well. GE's produced some excellent results, Boeing. So I think it's really more the car and heavy industrial equipment manufacturers that are seeing the issues, and that's not really being reflected in the rest of the market.
Okay, taking a look elsewhere, you're tracking gold quite closely, and that's been seeing a boost recently with all the volatility in the headlines and on what's happening around the world. It's around the 1,300 mark right now, highest in recent months. How much more upside do you see in gold?
Yes, I think gold has the potential to move towards the $1,350 an ounce level. Just given its status as a safe haven asset, we have a lot of risk events coming up in the next 2 weeks. What has also been forgotten is that the US government is due to shut down again next Friday. Nobody's talking about that at the moment. That is entirely possible. This won't have any positive effects on the markets either. It's been subsumed in this US-China trade talk news. So there's a lot of event risk going around at the moment with regards to geopolitical events, also with increasingly dovish global central banks. and that should see gold remain supported around the 1300 level as investors diversify into some safe haven assets.
Well, hopefully the Republicans and Democrats can iron out something on Valentine's Day before it kicks in on February the 15th. Jeffrey, before I let you go, what should investors be doing right now? Should they be looking to sell into any rallies until there's a clearer direction?
I actually believe that stocks can rally in this first half of the year, simply because it appears that global central banks are actually going to an easing bias, which is usually good for stocks. So I think we're seeing good results from the tech sector in particular. So I don't think investors at this stage should be too frightened of the stock market. And if anything, it may get a boost from central banks.
All right. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Jeffrey. Have a great weekend.
And to you, Ryan. Cheers.
All right, talk to you next time. Jeffrey Haley, Senior Market Analyst at Owenda, with us on The Bigger Picture.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.